The report by the Washington-based group Good Jobs First looks at experiences in seven other states that have tried some kind of public-private economic development agency. Director Philip Matera describes some of them as severely tainted and blemished, with one of the newer agencies in Indiana boasting of creating 100,000 new jobs when only 60,000 were verifiable.
There are obviously serious issues of job creation that face this state and many others, but we don't see any evidence that privatization by itself is going to help in that process, and it, you know, may very well stand in its way.
Matera calls the approach stale, noting that Wisconsin tried a similar partnership in the 1980s, but phased it out in 2007 due to lack of interest. While Governor Scott Walker says this new agency would still be subject to audits in the state's ethics rules, Citizen Action Wisconsin Director Robert Craig says its employees would face political pressures that state civil service workers do not. He says there'd be no guarantee that the financial incentives that the new agency's unelected board doles out would go where they're most needed.
And this is not just important from a good government standpoint. This is important from the standpoint that every single economic development dollar is precious.
The actual bill for changing the Commerce Department into the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is fairly bare bones right now. Many of the big decisions about the new agency will be decided during budget deliberations. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.